Name Lord Jesus Christ, I preach.
诸位朋友,
peace to all brothers and sisters and friends.
愿主耶稣将那丰盛的恩惠,
May God continue to bless everyone with His blessing.
我不晓得诸位,
I don't know if everyone living here in the States have mind of security.
现在经济非常的低潮,
especially in this harsh economic times.
公司一裁员就裁了10,000多人,
when the companies lay off, they lay off by the thousands.
常常觉得心中压力很大,
many times we feel this great pressure in our hearts.
不晓得什么时候轮到我们,
we don't know when this layoff will come upon us.
被裁员的, 真是心, 更是心中感到不安,
and those who have been laid off, they don't have this peace.
因为生活上面什么都需要一些经济的资源,
because the needs of their everyday living depends on their daily work.
诸位朋友,你会不会觉得有点烦?
So dear friends, do you feel frustrated?
好像我们的婚姻生活不一定, 要照着我们的理想,
or that our marriage life may not be according to what we had thought.
我们有时候小朋友, 我们的小孩子也不一定很乖,
or that our children were not behaving as we thought.
人生总是有一些事情让我们觉得很烦心。
In a man's life, we have many things that frustrates us.
诸位朋友, 你会不会觉得有时候人活着好像没有什么方向?
And dear friends, do you feel that many times you live and you feel as though you live without direction?
一直忙。
You continue to busy yourself.
但是不晓得为什么在忙。
But for what meaning, we do not know.
好像一艘船在大海里面, 你不晓得往哪里去。
Just like a ship is floating in the sea, and do not know where it is going.
尤其又在一种风浪的情况之下,
especially when the ship is undergoing great waves.
有时候很想希望有一个很大的锚, 能够放下船来, 好好稳定我们心中的这一条船。
Many times we feel that we can have this large anchor that we can put and so that the ship can be stable.
我们在美国需要买很多的保险。
In the United States, we need to buy a lot of insurance.
为的是要求心安,
and that is to pursue for a peace of mind.
可是我们买了汽车保险不代表我们不会有车祸。
But when we buy auto insurance, it does not guarantee us that we will not have an accident.
我们买了健康保险不代表我们不会生病。
We buy health insurance, does not guarantee us that we will not be sick.
买了房屋保险不代表房子一直都不会坏。
We buy insurance for our house, does not mean that our house will not deteriorate.
人寿保险也不 保证我们不会离开这个人间了。
Nor life insurance does not guarantee us that we will have eternal life.
但是我们不得不买。
But we still go and buy.
因为不买我们心中就不安全。
Because if we do not buy insurance, we do not feel this peace of mind.
那到底人世间有没有一种保险, 我们可以买来, 让我们的灵魂感到安定呢?
And so is there such insurance in this world that we can buy so that we can also feel this peace in our heart?
今天晚上我小弟想要来推销一种保险。
And so today I would like to promote you a certain insurance.
这种保险不用您一毛钱来购买。
And this insurance is free of charge.
因为灵魂的事情, 金钱是没有什么用处的。
Because pertaining to the soul, there is nothing in this world that can buy it.
当耶稣基督说, 当我们用心灵跟诚实来敬拜这位天上的真神耶稣基督的时候,
when Jesus said to us that when we worship the God in heaven with spirit and in truth,
他要给我们一份宝贵的平安,
and he shall give us this precious peace.
他要做您生命的保障,
he will become your treasure of life.
他要做我们心灵那个 船的一个大锚啊,
and he will become the anchor for the ship of our soul.
我们请看圣经,
let's learn, turn to our Bible.
约翰福音16章33节,
John chapter 16 verse 33.
约翰福音16章33节,
John chapter 16 verse 33.
新约153页, 约翰福音16章33节,
John chapter 16 verse 33.
我将这些事告诉你们，是要叫你们在我里面有平安，在世上你们有苦难，但你们可以放心，我已经胜了世界。
Jesus tells us here he has overcome the world. He did not say to us that in this world we will not encounter tribulation. Indeed, we live in this world with much suffering. And so, but Jesus is able to overcome the world, therefore he is able to give us this peace.
有一位作者在圣经上讲说呢，人生的苦难如火星辉腾啊。
In the Bible, there's a writer that emphasized that the suffering of man is like
火星辉腾啊。
It's like fire.
苦难很多了。There
is a lot of pain.
小弟今年的1月到非洲去。
This year in January, I went to Africa.
比起非洲人，我们觉得那里的人比我们苦得多。
And comparing ourselves to the people that live there, they are actually suffering more than we do.
有人称非洲是黑社会啊。
Many people consider Africa as a dark society.
因为那里除了人种是黑色以外呢，很多地方没有水没有电，所以他们称为是黑社会。
Besides themselves appearing deeper in color, skin color, they also live in the dark because they have no electricity.
有的人也说那里是第三世界。
And some people refer to those countries as third country.
因为那里的卫生真的是第三流的。
Because the sanitations in those countries are indeed third class.
有些地方他们的卫生设备的确是很差。
Many places in that area, the sanitation is very, very poor.
上他们洗手间呢，要有三个注意到三点呢。
When you go into their restroom, you will see three. You'll notice three things.
你要动作快一点哦。
That first, you must be quick.
要在里面动一下了哈。
You need to move around in the bathroom.
因为里面有一些回来飞去的东西啊。
Because in the bathroom, there are a lot of flying insects.
脖子伸长一点，因为上面的空气比较新鲜。
You need to extend your neck because the air up there is much fresh.
还有真的动作要快，因为有的地方那个洗手间没有门呢，不晓得什么时候有人会走过去。
And you also need to be quick because there is no door to the bathroom, so you need to do it quickly before people see you.
我们问一个同工说，为什么我们来非洲都那个 assignment 哈，都只有一个月。
And many of the people asked that why is our assignment to Africa only consists of 1 month?
因为同工说呢，一个月通常是我们这个外国人可以去的，可以忍受的一个极限。
And people say that the 1 month is the limitation of foreigners into the country of Africa.
我去那边，我很同情那边的小朋友。
When I was there, I have compassion on the children there.
小弟有一次到一个丛林里面去啊。
One time I went into the woods.
那个草哦，真的快要到我们的腰啊，那个丛里面的杂草。
And the wild grass of the fields were as tall as to my waist.
我看到一个妈，一个祖母呢，手里抱着一个，这个衣角牵着一个，那一个5岁的孩子呢，跟不上她。
And so I saw an image of a woman carrying her child, and also another one she was leading by her hands, and another one that was lost.
但一直跟不上，一直在那边哭啊。
And because he keep on falling behind, so this child continued to cry.
不过还好，不会掉了。为什么呢？听他的哭声，就知道他在丛林的什么地方啊。But
fortunately, he would not be lost because we can hear where he is crying, and so he can find him.
坐下来听到的时候呢，因为他们有穿上衣嘛，哈，我就注意到，哦，这个小朋友肚子真是有我们这边中年人的肚子那么大。
And then they don't wear their shirts, and so the children there have very large stomach like those middle-aged men.
有人告诉我说，那是因为他们营养不良。And
people say that is because they are malnutrition.
那我又注意到说，奇怪了，怎么一个小朋友的眼角上面呢，一直停着一只苍蝇呢？
But then I also noticed, why is it that on their feet, on their legs, there's a lot of
眼角。
And on the corner of their eyes, they have always some flies.
停着一秒、两秒、一分、两分，哎，奇怪呢，这个苍蝇停2分钟都不会跑掉。And
it would stay there for about 1 minute or 2 minutes and would not move.
我实在是看得很不忍心啊。And
I could not bear the look of this.
所以我就伸手去呢，想要把苍蝇赶走啊。And
so I reached out my hand, tried to sway that fly away from his face.
结果那个小朋友竟然把我的手赶走了。
But that child actually took my hand aside.
我发觉到他好像适应那个苍蝇哦，比较容易适应，比我的手更容易适应。
I feel that it seems as though this child is more used to this fly being in his, on his face than my hands reaching out to him.
我觉得这个小朋友真的好可怜。
And so I really feel sympathy for them.
有一次我们去办一个丧礼啊。
There was one time we went to attend a funeral.
这个小朋友礼拜五被蚊子叮到。
And this child was stung by a mosquito on Friday.
三个月大到五个月大，忘记了，就是一个很小的小朋友。
And he was only about 3 to 5 months old, a very small child.
礼拜天过世。
And he passed away on Sunday.
啊，礼拜一我们大概我们去办丧礼。
And so Monday we went there to do the funeral service.
我们那是一个相当简单的丧礼。
It was a very simple service.
那个小朋友放在的地方呢，不是一个棺木，是一个像我们这里的水果箱哦，用木头钉一钉的那种水果箱里面。
The infant was not really placed in any coffin, but it was placed more like something of a fruit basket here.
我实在是不忍心去看那个小朋友。
And actually, I really could not look at this infant.
后来他们就把他抬到这个屋子的旁边去把他埋起来了。
And then they brought this basket out and then buried the infant.
在屋子的旁边呢。
Besides the house.
那他埋的时候呢，就是挖个洞放上去，再把那个洞填起来，上面也没有什么墓碑呀。
And they just dig a hole and just put the basket in and then just cover it up. There is no stone or anything.
那我觉得，哎，这样子跟我们小时候埋一只猫、一只狗好像没有什么两样啊。
And I feel as though it's just like when we were younger, we have pets and then we bury in our backyard.
那我又注意到说，哎，爸爸妈妈都没有掉眼泪。
And I also noticed the parents did not shed a tear.
后来才发现说。其实呢，他们前面已经死了两个小孩了。
And then I soon discovered that they already have lost 2 children before.
也都是啊，被蚊子叮到了，或是感冒了，很简单的一些，带着一种，比如说马拉利亚或者其他的病啊。
And it is the
就这样死掉了。
Due to the common sicknesses there, such as malaria or any other one.
在非洲真的很难找得到这个啊老人呢。
In Africa,
有，但是不多了。
It is very hard to find old men. There are some, but there is not many.
他们平均的岁数大概五十多岁而已。
Their average lifespan is about in the 50s.
所以我们谈到困苦的生活，的确，其他的国度也许比我们这边困苦的多啊。
And so in describing a harsh life, there are many other places around the world that live a harsher life than we do.
所以说实话，我离开非洲的时候呢，有一点点高兴。
And so to be frank, when I left the place of Africa, I was quite joyful.
因为实在是哦，除了看他们很辛苦之外哦，我的肚子也受不了他们的食物了，开始受不了了。
Because besides looking at their life, my stomach was also not getting used to.
所以我记得下飞机的时候呢，我太太带我去吃一碗越南面啊。
And so I remember that my first time when I got off the plane in the States, my wife took me to a Vietnamese noodle.
才五块钱一碗哦，但是真的我满心充满了喜乐跟感谢，感谢赞美主耶稣啊，终于有面可以吃了。
And it was a very good price of only $5 and such a huge bowl, and I just, with this great heart of thanksgiving, I gobbled it down.
我们在非洲的时候呢，非洲的藤林说，我们住在天堂，他们住在地狱。
When I was in Africa, our members there say to me that we live here in heaven and they live in hell.
可是小弟回到美国呢，把那个收音机打开啊。
And but when I came back to the States and I turned on the radio.
啊，那时候正在报道这个全国的经济可能已经快要复苏了，但是呢，这个湾区的经济继续往下跌。
And it talks about the economics of the world and also the harsh financial times.
那我太太就跟我讲。哎，某位弟兄没有工作，啊，每位弟兄没有工作，啊，某位弟兄也没有工作。
And then I hear from my wife that says this brother has no work, this other brother have no work, and this one also got laid off.
我心里想，哎，那个弟兄不是太太要生小孩吗？那个弟兄也太太也要生小孩，哎，两个刚怎么刚不刚好都要生小孩
？And then I think, isn't this brother's wife about to bear a child? And also for this brother, it's the same.
我就觉得，其实我们在美国真的是天堂吗？
And so I questioned the statement, we living in the United States, are we really in heaven?
真的，我们注意到美国，真的每大概五年呢，就要搬一次家了。
We noticed that in the States that in 5 years, we usually move again.
因为大家要重新再换一个工作。
Because people need to change their job.
就会知道美国人，我们在美国过生活，常常觉得是过着一种非常漂泊的生活。
漂泊。
非常飘来飘去的， 动来动去的一种生活。
So we feel as though living here, we also live like a nomadic life in that we move from places to places.
我们真的常常觉得心中一点安全感都没有。
And then we really feel that we do not have this peace of mind that we thought we do.
这里真的是天堂吗？
And so is this place really heaven?
耶稣说，你们在世上有苦难。
And Jesus said, in this world you will have tribulation.
这样看起来，无论在第三世界，在头等的世界，一流的世界，每个人都想都经历到不同层次的苦难。
And no matter where we are, whether we are in the third world or are we in the first class world society, no matter what, we all encounter tribulation and our own troubles.
但是感谢主，耶稣基督应许我们有平安。
But thanks to the grace of God, that Jesus Christ have promised us a peace.
耶稣基督应许的平安到底是哪一种平安呢？
And Jesus promising
什么样的平安呢？
Jesus promising us peace, what kind of peace is he referring to?
我们来看以赛亚书的二十六章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 26.
以赛亚书二十六章。
Isaiah chapter 26.
旧约八百三十四页。二十六章第三节。
Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3.
旧约八百三十四页，以赛亚书二十六章第三节。
Chapter 26, verse 3.
读到第四节。
And we'll read to verse 4.
艰辛依赖你的，你必保守他十分平安，因为他依靠你。你们当依靠主直到永远，因为主是永久的磐石。这么提到我们的主是一颗永久的磐石。
Here said that our Lord is everlasting strength.
我们可以有永远的依靠。
We will have everlasting reliance.
我们可以永远的靠着我们的主耶稣基督啊。
We can forever trust in our Lord Jesus Christ.
他说他赐给我们的平安不是八分，不是九分，是十分的平安。
Jesus said that the peace he gives us is not 80%, 90%, but 100%.
是一种完全的啦。
For it is complete.
这种平安呢，应该至少包含两个层次的平安。
Such kind of peace encompasses two.
我们可以得到，首先是肉体的平安。
That is one applying to our physical.
还有心灵的平安。
And another applying that to our soul.
小弟啊，在四月份的时候有机会到我们加拿大的温哥华教会去。
In April, I had the opportunity to visit our church in Vancouver.
那里有一位小姐呢，她来慕道。
And there was a sister, a woman that came to true seek in our church.
我们有位同龄，她是患了精神方面的疾病，那主耶稣帮助她，所以她可以好一点。
We have a member there that is has some mental illness. But he is a little bit better by the grace of God.
所以他就在那个精神病院里面呢，带了很多朋友来到教会慕道。
And so he had brought many of the friends from the mental hospital and to believe in Christ.
不是每一个有精神病的人呢，都患鬼了。
It's not that everyone who is mentally ill is possessed with demons.
但是精神病的人呢，他更有空间给魔鬼欺负啊。
But that the mentally ill have more space in them to for Satan to work.
那这位小姐很明显她是患鬼的。
And this woman is very evident that she was possessed.
因为在晚上的时候呢，她有时候会突然之间呢，攻击她姐姐。
Because in the middle of the night, all of a sudden she would attack her sister.
她说她攻击的时候呢，她手会举起来，然后大叫，好像一只 big cat 啊，一只那种老虎或是猫那样，那种大叫的声音哦，要欺负她姐姐。
When she attacks her sister, she would raise her hand and then she would roar like a lion.
那刚开始来聚会的时候呢，我们教会都没有什么防备。也没有什么注意，也没有什么准备。
And first, when she came to our church, the church did not make any preparations or were expecting.
所以聚会到一半的时候呢，她坐在前面那边，突然之间冲上讲台来啊。
And so in the middle of service, all of a sudden, this woman came up and she rushed the pulpit.
指着那个传道人说 ，I'm going to kill you 啊，很凶的跟那个传道人讲。感谢主，他没有冲上来啊。后来只是把那个旁边的电风扇踢倒哦。跑到隔壁去了。
And then she just rushed to the front of the pulpit and she pointed at the preacher and said, I am going to kill you. But she did not come all the way to the preacher, and so she just knocked down the fan and went to the other room.
后来我们有五个弟兄就跟过去了。
And then five brothers went over.
因为那个时候她情绪就是很不好啊。
Because during that time she was sort of in a wreck.
所以就要需要五个人才有办法把她给自主。
And so require about the strength of five people to sort of calm her down.
其中这五个当中呢，有一个人呢，后来送出一个 email 出来。
And among these five people, that one of them wrote an email and said,
他说这位小姐哦，至少身上哦有五匹马的力量啊。
And he described in his email that this woman has the strength of like five horses.
跑出去的时候，后来她在餐厅里面也是大闹餐厅啊。
When this woman left the chapel and went to the parish hall.
大闹餐厅啊
！And she was creating havoc.
啊，她说我是从地狱里面来的，我要把你们统统抓到地狱里面去。
So she yelled out loud and said, "I am from hell, and I'm going to take you all to hell with me."
啊，有个很多弟兄姐妹看到这种情况呢，晚上睡不着觉，尤其是小朋友啊。
A lot of the members there, especially the little ones, when they saw this, they have a hard time sleeping that night.
有一个24岁的青年已经大学毕业了，他说呢，他一个礼拜不敢关灯睡觉。
And there was a 24-year-old youth said after he saw this, there was for the whole week he dare not close the light in his room when he sleeps.
后来教会准备好了啊，在安息日聚完会之后呢，要来赶鬼啊。
And then finally the church was prepared, and after Sabbath service was preparing to cast out the demon.
我们注意他呢，他来那一天来的时候，他坐在前面。
We noticed that day when she came to service, she was sitting in the front.
可是好奇怪，我说奇怪，怎么今天呢？前面都没有坐人，大家都往后面坐了。
And I felt strange because that day everyone was sitting in the back and no one was sitting up front.
啊，开始祷告的时候呢，你知道他要到前面来祷告，都是一种相当，你要让他到前面来，他心中有鬼哦，所以让他到前面来祷告是不容易的。
And for her to come forward to pray is actually not very easy because inside her there is Satan.
所以两三个弟兄走过去，要想说把他抓出来这样子。
And so about two, three brothers walked up to her. I was thinking of taking her up front to pray.
那一个工人就走过去，叫那两三个弟兄先退一下。
And then one of the holy workers said to the brothers and say, "Do not leave her alone for now."
跟那个小姐这样讲啊。
And so said, and then he said to the woman,
喊她的名字。
And so said her name.
啊，比如说她的名叫 Irene， 我说 Irene， 讲哈利路亚。
And
say hallelujah.
For example, her name is Irene, and just said, "Irene, please say hallelujah."
那你这个时候就发现到她心中有两个力量啊。
And then you will notice on her that there are two different kind of powers.
一个是鬼的力量，一个是她自己的力量。
One is that of Satan, and the other one is that of herself.
她自己想要出来，但是鬼不让她出来。
And that you could see her struggle that she wants to come forward, but the Satan's power also hinder her from doing
so. 所以你看她那个脚步移得很慢。
And so you see that her legs are moving very slowly.
那个工人一直跟她讲说 ，Irene, say hallelujah.
And that holy worker continued to say to her, say, repeat hallelujah.
那个鬼受不了，说 ，OK 啦 ，Don't push me 啊，就是。
And then all of a sudden,
那个鬼就从借在她身上叫说，好啦，你不要再逼迫我了啦。
You can see the Satan was irritated, and out of her mouth spoke and said, "Okay, don't push me."
还没有到讲台之前呢，我们发现到这个小姐呢。她已经爬下来用四只脚走路。
And even before she came all the way up front, that she already was fell down and was crawling on the floor.
像一只猫一样啊。
It was like an action of a cat.
我小弟对灵界有时候也不是很清楚，但是我知道这个鬼跟猫有关系。
I'm not too familiar with the spiritual realm, but I could tell that the Satan has some relation with a cat.
他们家有三只猫啊。
In her house, she has three cats.
一只猫已经十八岁了，还活着。
One cat is 18 years old and still alive.
它每次发作的状况呢，就是那种像猫的动作一样。
And every time she was in compulsion or was about to attack, it's just like that of her actions, like that of a cat.
那你看她跪下来祷告哦，她的手呢是跟猫爪，她是这样祷告的。
And then when she kneeled down to pray, you can see that her hands were bent over like that of a cat.
那后来啊，三个传道人在那边帮忙祷告。
And so the three preachers were there assisting with prayer.
首先你就看到他在我们在赶鬼的过程当，哇，那个工人在赶鬼的过程当中呢，你就会见到他是刚开始是身体一直的这样很不安哦，一直的大叫，先大叫。
And you notice that she originally that she continued to cry out loud.
那整个人就倒在地上。
And then her whole body she would just fall flat on the ground.
好像死了一样。
It's like a dead person.
她突然之间的眼睛又张开。
All of a sudden, she would open her eyes.
啊，这次比较像人呐。
And then act more human.
这个跟圣经上所记载都一模一样，请看马可福音第九章。
And this is also recorded in the Bible. Let's turn to Mark.
马可福音第九章。
Mark chapter
9. 二十六节。
Mark chapter 9, verse 26.
新约六十页。马可福音九章二十六节。
Mark chapter 9, verse 26.
那鬼喊叫，使孩子大大的抽了一阵风，就出来了。孩子好像死了一般，以致多半人都说他死了。二十七节。
27.
但耶稣拉着他的手扶他起来，他就站起来了。这是小弟在那边啊，我们这个工啊，这些工人在那边看的，完情形是一模一样。
And this is the same situation as these people were there, where they witness.
不一样就是呢，这个这样子的重复了三次。
The only difference is that this repeated for three times.
他第一次祷告是这样祷告，第二次祷告呢，啊，这个鬼跑，就是从那个地上再爬起来的时候呢，他祷告就好像这个在打鼓一样啊，就是。很大力，这不是很正常啊。
The first time she prayed, she tried to pray, it was more like the style of a cat. The second time she tried to pray, it was like beating a drum.
一个工人过去跟他讲说：“你不要动啊，说哦好，不要动。啊”
And then one of the holy workers said to her, "Hold your hands close together and do not move."
但是她还是没有办法控制自己、啊。
But she cannot control herself.
后来那些工，我们那些弟兄姐妹，大家又帮忙祷告，在奉耶稣的名赶鬼啊。
And so the brother and sister continued to pray, and we tried to say in the name of Lord Jesus Christ to cast out demons.
大叫，抽风，倒下去，然后再起来。
And then she cried out loud, and then she fell again, and then she stood up again.
感谢主，有一个姐妹在灵里面呢，看到三只鬼出去啊，觉得三只鬼跑出去啊。
And thanks to the grace of God, at that moment, there was also another sister that saw a vision of three evil spirits depart from her.
一个弟兄，那个弟兄呢，开必须要开灯，开一个。一个礼拜才有办法睡觉那个弟兄呢，在那边祷告的时候呢，突然间看到天上有一道荣光下来。
It was the brother who could not sleep for the whole week without leaving the lights on. He saw that the heaven opened and this glorious light came down.
所以一祷告他就知道说这次灵战呢一定会打胜仗。
And so when the moment of prayer, he realized that in this spiritual battle, we shall be victorious.
感谢主，这位小姐现在已经受洗了。
Thanks to the grace of God, this woman today has already been baptized.
温哥华的姐妹跟我们讲说她现在非常的健康。
And the sister in Vancouver said that she is doing quite well.
真的放鬼的耶稣时代能够赶得出去，今天在我们真耶稣教会里面，同样的可以使这些换鬼的人呢得到十分的平安嘛。
And so likewise, in Jesus' time, he was able to cast out Satan, and at the same time today, we are able to see such power.
耶稣基督给我们的平安，除了肉体的平安之外呢，他还带给我们心灵的平安。
And so the peace that Jesus Christ gave us not only pertain to the physical, but also pertaining to our spirit.
有一次啊，我们湾区有一位太太要生产，那本身没有工作的弟兄呢，到我们家来领家庭聚会。
There was one time in the Bay Area where we have service, and this brother and his wife was about to bear a child.
我在那次真的被他感动的，实在是觉得很感谢神呢。
At that time, he really touched me really much.
他那个在那个家庭聚会呢，他分享了两个经节。
In that family service, he shared two verses.
我们看箴言十四章。
Let's turn to Psalms 14.
箴言
Proverbs chapter 14.
箴言十四章
Proverbs 14.
第十节
Verse 10.
旧约七百七十九页。箴言十四章第十节
Proverbs 14 verse 10.
七百七十九页，心中愁苦的，心中的愁苦，自己知道。心里的喜乐，外人无干呢、啊。他就提到说，有时候哦，这种精神上的压力，这种辛苦哦，其实有的时候其他的人是不知道的。
He said the bitterness of one's heart many times a stranger does not know.
有时候爸妈不一定知道，太太不一定知道，亲戚朋友不一定知道。
Sometimes their parents, even their spouse, may not understand or may not know.
自己才知道那种滋味是什么。
But that only his own self is able to taste.
可是他又混了另外一节。
But he also shares another verse.
我们看箴言十八章的二十四节。
Let's turn to Proverbs 18, verse 24.
箴言十八章二十四节。
18:24。
滥交朋友的自取败坏，但有一朋友比弟兄更亲密。他说：“但是呢，有一个朋友呢，你会知道他真的可以了解你的心呢。”
And he said he shared this verse and said, "There is actually a friend that can actually understand your heart."
啊，他真的可以安慰我们呢。
And that he can really comfort us.
我从其他的他的家人知道说，他每天一定要祷告一个小时以上啊。
And from his family member, I understood that he has to pray 1 hour a day.
他就提到说哦，我们说要乐观，要喜乐哦。有时候如果光用说的哦，说要有个积极的思想哦，光用想的是没有用的，不是一种思想的问题。
You will discover that it's not merely the concept of just having an optimistic mind or just to say that we're going to be joyful, it will work.
或者说耶稣说有平安，那我们如果不亲近耶稣，你光这样一个观念，这也是不够的。
Or that Jesus is the peace, but if we do not try hard to pursue after him, then we will not attain the peace.
他说，除了他唯一能够感到那种主耶稣把那个平安跟喜乐给他的感觉，就是当他每天真的花一个小时在神面前祷告的时候，那种感觉就是非常的强烈啊。
And he said the only moment that he is able to experience this great peace and joy is that moment when he knelt down and prayed to God for that hour.
当他在分享他这种生命的时候，我真的可以看到他脸上那种灿烂的笑容。
And so when at the moment when he was sharing this with us, I can really see from his countenance that he really experienced such peace and joy.
你感受不到他有一点点做作，有点虚假，真的是从内心出来那种非常安然、非常喜乐的感觉。
That he has no hypocrisy hidden inside him, but that he was actually expressing what was genuine in his heart.
感谢主，真的在他身上体验到耶稣基督所说的，在我里头有十分的平安。
Thanks to the grace of God that he truly experienced what Jesus says that in me there is a complete peace.
所以在辛苦当中啊，他没有受最大的影响，还是可以啊，能够啊靠着主耶稣这样子。
So during his tribulation, that he is able to still have be strong.
耶稣所赐的平安是十分平安。
And so this peace that Jesus provides to us is perfect.
也一无所缺。
And then it will lack of nothing.
我们看诗篇的三十四篇。
Let's turn to Psalms 34.
诗篇三十四篇。
Psalms 34.
三十四篇。
Psalms 34, verse 8.
到第十节。
8 to verse 10.
你们要尝尝主恩的滋味，三十四篇第八节，便知道他是美善，投靠他的人有福了。第九节。
Verse 9.
主的圣名啊，你们当敬畏他，因敬畏他的一无所缺。少壮的狮子还缺食忍饿，但寻求主的什么好处都不缺。这么提到少壮的狮子虽然勇猛有力，很会抓食物。
Here says the young lions, although they are mighty and they are able to capture their prey.
但是他们有时候还要缺食忍饿。
But sometimes they still lack and suffer hunger.
但是敬畏神的人，他要一无所缺啊。
But those who seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing.
这到底是一种什么样的感觉呢？
And so, what kind of feeling does this taste?
诗中圣经上有一位诗人，他这样说：主就是我的牧者。
In the Bible, there is a psalmist that says, "The Lord is my shepherd."
我必不致缺乏。
I shall not be in want.
他使我躺卧在青草地上。
He makes me to lie down in green pastures.
他使我安歇在啊水边呐。
He leads me beside the still waters.
当我们开过高速公路的时候，有时候在山的旁边看到一群羊。
When we are driving in the highway and on the side of the highway, we may see a herd.
我们会见到这个，他们饿了就青草可以吃。
And we see that when these herds are hungry, that they eat the grass.
渴了，有主人一杯水给他们喝。
And when they are thirsty, that the master will provide them drinks.
有时候他们比我们烦恼更少，真的是无忧无虑，真的是一无所缺。
Sometimes we feel that they are even living a better life than we are because they need not to worry about their life.
在形容信耶稣的人有一种心里非常的满足，即使你不一定吃大鱼大肉，不一定住高大的啊这个。很贵的房子，在心中你就觉得一种满足，一种没有缺乏的感觉。
He's trying to tell us and express to us that even though we may not be eating a great food or the top of the class food or living in the most expensive place, but that kind of satisfaction and contentment is enough.
圣经上有位伟大的圣徒, 保罗他这样说啊,
in the Bible, there is an old saint by the name of Paul.
他说我不是因为缺乏才讲这样的话。
He says, not because I am lacking that I speak these words.
无论在什么情况之下呢, 我都可以知足啦。
But that in any situation, I am able to be content.
我知道怎么样处卑贱, 也知道怎么样处富贵。
That I know how to be
富足或者卑贱, 我都可以知道怎么样处啊。
In any situation, whether being poor or rich, I know how to be content.
或饱足或饥饿, 或有余或缺乏, 我随处随在, 我都得了一个秘诀。
Or being filled or lacking in hunger, that I know there's a secret.
那个秘诀就是说, 耶稣基督就是 他跟他同在的时候呢, 我们就觉得心灵上就是会觉得很满足啊。
And that secret is that when Jesus is with us, that in our spirit, our, we will feel, feel filled.
这个中国人呢, 有一个叫做颜回, 他有这样的感受。
And, and there's a Chinese person that experienced this.
他说一箪食一瓢饮啊, 人不堪其忧, 回也不堪其乐, 就是有时候家徒四壁, 什么都没有, 别人都没有办法忍受这种忧愁, 但是颜回呢, 他可以有喜乐。
And this person says that even though he has nothing, and some people in his situation would not be able to bear it, but that he is able to overcome and still be content.
颜回是靠着修道。
This person was able to achieve this through certain of his own cultivation.
但是我们满足的感觉是因为我们心中有主耶稣基督同在，我们就觉得满足了。
Today we are content is because of the fact that we are in Jesus Christ.
就像你即使到非洲去哦。 那个小朋友很没有钱的小朋友，在妈妈的怀抱里面，他还是觉得一无所缺啦。
And that is also to say an analogy that in Africa, these children, though they have nothing, but in the hands of their mother, they feel they have no lack.
但是在美国这么富足的一个国家，一个小朋友丢在这个迪士尼乐园，看不到妈妈。 再好玩的地方，他还是觉得很缺乏。
And on the contrary, a child in the United States, if he is lost in the amusement park, then he feels that he is in great need.
真的信耶稣就有这种满足呢。
And so believe in Jesus Christ, you will have such kind of contentment and satisfaction.
小弟有一个很深的感受啊。
I have this deep impression.
我们当传道, 啊, 感谢主, 生活都有神的这种照顾。
We being as ministers for God, that we encounter blessings that God provide for us.
有时候我们觉得好像什么都没有，但是却样样都有啊。
There are times we feel that we have nothing, but then we are not lacking anything.
常常体会到这句话，主耶稣让我们一无所缺。
That Jesus, that God does not permit us to feel that we are in need.
几年前，小弟的祖母就已经生病了。
A few years ago, my grandmother was sick.
我们一直想要回台湾去看一下我的祖母啊。
And then I had this thought to visit her in Taiwan.
可是全家回去也是 一笔预算。
But for the whole family to go back to Taiwan is actually quite expensive.
但是也没有想太多，就还是交托神啊。
But I did not think too much, and I figured everything is in the hands of God.
有一天在非洲啊，那个早上我们在出发前都有一段时间的祷告。
And there was one time in Africa before we leave that we have this time for prayer.
那天早上呢, 圣灵一直提醒小弟呢, 要为太太跟家人祷告, 因为他们要出车祸了。
And for some reason, when I was in prayer, I have this feeling that Holy Spirit tells me I need to pray for my wife and my children because they are going to have an accident.
小弟平常祷告很少有这样的一种体会啊。
Usually when I pray, I do not have such kind of vivid experience.
可是那一天真的是很强烈, 你一定要为家人祷告, 他们要出车祸了。
But for some reason that day in my prayer, I feel this this deep experience that I need to pray for my family.
我心里想说, 哎呀, 祷告就祷告啊, 感谢主了。
So I figure, pray, go. I will just pray, and everything be in the hands of God.
我太太回来的时候到这个机场去接我，是开那个教会的车子来。
And so when my wife went to the airport to pick me up, she took the church van.
哎，没有怎么样啊。
And everything seems fine.
哎，到家里把那个 garage door 打开。
And then we got home, and she opened the garage door.
啊，果然那个 villager 那个屁股呢，那个后面那里呢，被人家撞了，都凹进去了。
Then indeed, I found that our car, the back of the van, was completely destroyed.
我问她是什么时候发生的?
And so I asked her, when did this happen?
我太太有点不好意思, 有一天呢, 要去送孩子上学的时候呢, 有一个EO sign, 这个车子有来, 我停车, 后面就撞上去了,
And so I asked her, when did this happen? And she was actually quite hesitant to tell me, but she said that one day, taking the kids to school, She stopped at a stop sign, and the car behind her hit her.
感谢主，我们也没有特别的什么啊难过。
Thanks to grace of God, we were not sad.
更感谢主的就是他们母子都平安。
And even more, we thank God that my wife and my kids are okay.
有一天接到保险公司的电话。
And then one time I received a phone call from the insurance.
对方的保险，因为他们买的太便宜了，那个保险公司说呢，你的车子我们已经估计过了，是超过5000块钱了哈。但是对方的保险太烂了，所以呢，给你5000块，要你就拿去，不要你就诉我们好了。哎，他这样跟我讲的。
And they say the estimate for the damage about $5,000, and because the opposite party's insurance is not a premium, so either you take the $5,000 or you can sue us.
如果是你，你要怎么做呢
？If it was you, what would you do?
我就把5000块拿了算了。哎。
And so I took the $5,000.
后来一个弟兄跟我讲，你不用去他们说的那种公司去修，你到那个旧车的哈，买那个旧车的那个 parts 回来就好了。结果一修，只花了2500块钱。
And then I heard from a brother that you don't need to bring it to the garage. You just need to go to some junk yard and find a similar car and replace the back. And then all it cost me was about $2,000.
所以另外一个2500块钱，我就可以送我的孩子，太太回台湾去看祖母了。
And then the rest of the money, I was able to use that money for the trip back to Taiwan for my wife and my kids.
这是一个小小的见证啊。
This is just a small testimony.
重要的不是在那个经济本身。
The importance is not concerning that of the money.
我们觉得信耶稣的人真的，你随时随刻或饱足或是缺乏，你就觉得好像没有缺嘞。什么好像什么都没有，什么都有嘞。这是一种信耶稣，一种很宝贵的地方，一种心灵的满足啊。
But that being a Christian, believing in Christ, that even in times when we have, and the times when we have not, we will always have this contentment and feel of no lack.
信耶稣，耶稣要给我们平安，是一无所缺的平安。
And so to believe in Christ, Jesus Christ will give us this perfect peace.
还要让我们出死入生啊。
And then He will find a way out of a way out from the dead end.
我们看约翰福音5:24
，John,
出死入生的平安。
John chapter 5 verse 10,
24.
Chapter 5 verse 24.
约翰福音5:24。
John chapter 5 verse 24.
我实在告诉你们，5:24，我实实在在的告诉你们
，Chapter 5 verse 24.
那听我话又信那差我来者的，就有永生。不至于定罪，已经出死入生了。真比如说，我们信耶稣的人呢，这种平安是一种永生的平安。
Here said, we believe in Him, we have this everlasting life of peace.
这种平安，这种永生，不是说我们在世界上一直活下去叫做永生啊，也没有这样的永生啊。
This everlasting life is not referring to this life in this world that we will live forever.
耶稣说，他走了到天国去，要被为我们预备一个永远美好的家乡。
Jesus says that He departs this world in order to go to the better place to prepare for us.
那里没有眼泪，没有哀伤，没有衰残。
Where there is no tear, no sorrow.
我们的灵魂，我们的那个本我将来要到那个地方去啊
！And that our original soul within us will one day go to such a place.
诸位朋友，你相信有灵魂吗
？Dear friends, do you believe in soul?
小弟在宣道的这种4-5年当中呢，我真的很相信呢。
In my ministry, I truly believe the existence of soul.
因为到处走哦，听的故事听太多了。
Because as I travel around the world, I have heard too many testimonies.
很多人就跑来跟我讲说，你知道吗？我有一个白人叫 Jimmy McVey 跟我讲说，你知道吗？有一天我灵魂真的从我身体出来了。
And then such as that there was a brother that came to me and said there was one time that he feel his soul came out of his body.
我看我已经死掉了，我看到我太太一直哭，我看到我医生在安慰我的太太。
And that I was already dead and I saw that my wife was weeping for me with my children.
这不是一个，不是两个，好多个有这样的经历啊。
And this was not only of one pertaining to one, but I have seen many and hear many testimonies.
那个灵魂才是我们真正的我啊。
For that soul is the true self.
有一天这个灵魂要两个地方，一个是到天父那边去，一个是到地狱那边去。
And one day the soul will have two destinations to go, either heaven or hell.
小弟最近的一个经验是在一年前一个姓方的伯母过世。
Just recently, about a year ago, this sister, Fang, who passed away.
她以前在香港是做明星的。
When she was still in Hong Kong, she was actually a star.
很早期的电影明星啊，后来来信我啊，正耶稣啊，信我们的教会。
She was a movie star in her young age. Later on, she came to believe in our church.
她在过世的时候呢，她的先生不晓得怎么回事，
When she was passed away, that her husband don't know what happened to him.
他的先生呢, 已经在医院睡着了。
Because her husband fell asleep at the hospital.
后来神就让他先生呢做一梦。
And then all of a sudden, the God gave a vision to her husband.
一大推天军呢, 穿这个白色的衣裳下来。
And that there was an army of angels wearing white came
走到太太的床旁边呢。
And they came upon the sister.
邀请太太起来啊。
And so asked his wife to stand up.
转了一个圆圈呢。
And to turn around.
把他灵魂接回去了
and then took her to heaven
在同一个时候呢 另外一个姐妹在另外一个城市呢 也是做了一个异梦 不是异梦 是一种魂游向外 她说好像睡着 又好像没有睡着
at the same time another sister in another city also experienced the same thing she was like watching a vision or a dream
魂游向外 她的灵魂突然之间到这个 方姐妹的床旁边, 方姐妹已经80几岁了,
she feel as though her soul has departed and went to the hospital where the sister was.
一直跟那个姐妹 kiss goodbye 哦,
and she
讲平安, 跟她讲平安, kiss her goodbye. 姐妹跟那个老姐妹 kiss her goodbye, 讲平安,
and the sister said to this old sister and was kissing her goodbye.
就会觉得说真的, 为了要安慰我们的弟兄姐妹, 神常常让我们看到一些 经历到一些灵魂被追溯接回去的事情
Many times we see that God tried to comfort us by ways of vision and saying that the soul has been taken to heaven
当我们信了耶稣基督之后
After we have come to believe in Jesus Christ
圣经上讲说这个灵魂真的有这样一个永远的锚
That indeed the Bible tells us that this that the soul has this destination to go to.
这是耶稣基督所示的平安。
And this is the peace that the Lord Jesus shall
那到底我们要怎么样得到这些平安呢?
So how is it that we are able to obtain this
我们刚刚已经得到, 已经读过了, 耶稣说, 你们在我里面有平安呢。
As we have just read that Jesus said, in me you shall find this everlasting peace.
所以诸位朋友, 您现在是在耶稣基督外面, 还是在耶稣基督里面呢?
So dear friends, are you currently outside of Jesus Christ or are you within the circle of Jesus Christ?
小弟到非洲去的时候呢, 或许到那每一家都养鸡啊。
When I went to Africa, I noticed that every family have chickens.
因为他们乡下人没有所谓的存款的习惯，没有什么存款。 他们唯一应急的时候呢，就是把鸡拿去卖，所以养鸡就是存款嘛。
They really don't have any savings. All they have is chickens, and when they need the money, they would take the chicken and sell it for money.
奇怪了，怎么每一只鸡都长得差不多呢？
And so it was strange to me that every chicken looked alike.
而且有个印象就是说，每个老母不是老母鸡，母鸡呢？ 带小鸡的母鸡呢, 都特别胖,
and I also noticed the hen was especially large and that it takes care of the chicks.
有一次到一个城市里面去, 刚好要下, 就是乡下了, 哦, 要下, 打雷下雨了。
And there was one time I went to the city and then it was about to pour rain.
诶, 那是母鸡开始叫呢, 叫小鸡, 诶, 它就蹲下来, 哦, 然后呢, 就叫小鸡, 哦, 小鸡就一只一只的, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 总共11只呢, 躲到那个母鸡的翅膀下面去了。
And then you notice that the hen started to call the chicks under her to hide. And there was about 11 of the chicks.
我刚开始想说奇怪，这个到底装得下去装不下？这么多只鸡啊！ 就后来只看到一只小鸡的鸡屁股露在外面，其他通通进去了。
And I was observing this hen, and I noticed that all of them were able to fit into under the hen. Only one chick's butt was sticking out.
在风雨下面，这个小鸡一点害怕都没有啊。
So under the storm, the chicks were not afraid.
耶稣基督这样跟我们讲啊。
And so Jesus also said to us,
耶路撒冷啊, 耶路撒冷, 我常常好像母鸡要召集小鸡一样, 把你们召回到我的翅膀里面来。
He said, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, there are many times that I, as a hen, that try to call upon my children to return.
但是你们竟至不要啊。
But you continue to refuse.
所以诸位朋友, 我们乐意到主耶稣的 翅膀下面来嘛?
So dear friends, are you willing to come under to the shadow of our Lord Jesus?
我们刚刚读到说又得到这个平安 耶稣说信我的有永生 就是要信耶稣才有办法到他的里面来
And as we have just read, it said very clearly to us that we must believe in order to have this everlasting peace.
怎么样信呢? 信的方法是什么呢?
And so in what type, in what matter of belief?
信的方法, 耶稣基督说, 我实实在在告诉你们, 人如果不从水跟圣灵生, 啊,
and through what method of belief it is said, Jesus said most assuredly I say to you that by believing me in the spirit and in truth
这是受洗是非常重要从水生就是到河里面去受洗 把我们的罪赦掉
and to be baptized through the water baptism and to wash away our sins
这是一个非常重要的分界线
and this is a very clear separation
这是一个人从黑暗入光明的一个分界线
this is a separation between darkness and going into the light
这是成为罪的奴隶到这个神的儿子的一个分界线
This is a separation becoming slave to sin and being free from sin.
这是一个从地狱到天国的分界线。
This is a separation between the boundary of hell to that of heaven.
这是一个从救我到新生命的分界线。
This is a separation between being saved or not.
我们常可能觉得这个受洗太简单了，五分钟就结束了。
Many times we may feel that this water baptism is very simple because 5 minutes it's over.
但是诸位朋友，我们的耶稣基督为了为我们开这条又新又活的道路，他受尽了千辛万苦啊。
But dear friends, because Jesus Christ, in order to provide for us this way of salvation, that he went through hardship.
他打破了自己的身体，他流了自己的宝血，从他的肋旁啊，开出了一条这个全源洗罪的全源啊。
That he broke himself, and that he walked upon the path to being crucified, and that he was even pierced on the side, and he gave out this flow of water and blood.
耶稣为我们下地狱尝阴间的死味，今天我们才有永生的盼望。
For Jesus already has tasted hell for us, so that today we have this salvation.
所以今天耶稣基督的宝血对我们来讲太宝贵了。
That is why the blood of Jesus Christ is too precious for us today.
今天耶稣基督的宝血在哪里呢？
Where is the precious blood of Jesus
Christ? 因为圣经上讲说，唯有耶稣基督的宝血才能够赦罪。
Because the Bible says that only through the precious blood of Jesus Christ are we able to wash away our
sins? 这个宝血现在在这个水的当中啊。
Now this precious blood is dwelling among the water.
当传道奉耶稣的名为你施洗的时候，
When the minister said in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we baptize.
圣灵一名运行在水上面，
And the Holy Spirit is dwelling among the water.
这个水就变成耶稣基督的宝血。
So this water becomes the precious blood of Christ.
当我们浸在里面的时候，
And so when we are fully immersed in the water,
耶稣基督的血洗净我们以前所有的一切罪孽。
The blood of Jesus Christ wiped out all our previous sins.
如今我们就可以作为一个光明神的儿女了。
So from that day forward, we can be called the child of God.
信子的有永生啊。
For we who are children, we shall have eternal life.
诸位朋友，耶稣基督现在正在呼召您呢。
So today, dear friends, Jesus Christ is calling out to you.
你愿意接受耶稣基督的呼召吗？
Are you willing to be called?
为什么单言呢？
Why do you need to delay?
起来。
Let us stand up.
受洗。
Let us be washed.
洗净你的罪。
And let us wash away our sins.
耶稣要将他平安赏赐给您呢。
For Jesus Christ shall give you his everlasting peace.
那是十分的平安。
He will give you the perfect peace.
那是一无所缺的。
He will give you will have no lack.
那是出生入死的平安。
And that is
出死入生的平安。
As going from the way of death into life.